I was just saying, you know, this weekend that Notre Dame and Navy are playing in the Aviva, the American football. But I had a cousin of mine over a few years ago from Chicago, around the Croke Park to see Dublin playing Wexford Leinster final. Did you ever try and explain Gaelic football to an American? So I said to him, I'll explain this, you know. The ball goes over the bar, it's worth a point. Goes into the net, it's worth 3 points. And if it's a draw, it's worth a million.
This is the Joe Duffy radio show.
So what do you mean? He said, we're going to make love back to back. She can't make love back to back. He said, I'm bringing the couple in next door.
This is the most popular middle of the day radio program in Ireland.
Schools are back. His mother says, get up, you have to go to school. He said, I'm not going to school. You have to go, I'm not going to school. Why are you not going to school? They're bullying me and giving out, you're picking them. You have to go to school. Give me one good reason why you have to go to school. So you're the headmaster.
And I'm recording this more for one reason more than any other, which is that I know a number of good people in America and in Canada who have plans to come to Ireland in 2013. They're seriously thinking of coming, and they're all at different stages of commitment, you know. I don't know too many of them that have already bought the plane ticket, but, you know, there's some of them that have said publicly they're coming. Some of them have even booked a cup of coffee with me, and others have just said they're coming for conversation and countryside, and for Guinness, and I don't know what else. What else is Ireland famous for anyway? Why would somebody come here? Let's have a bit more of Joe Duffy, eh? Let's just see what they're saying.
Pretty rare. Oh, see, what have I got? See, a hospital bed.
I went to the dentist there last year because an hour waiting outside. And eventually I got in. I said, what's the story? He said, I had a fella before you. Very serious. I said, what happened to him? He said he had a bit of lettuce stuck between his tooth for nearly a month. I said, it can't be that bad. He said, bad. He said, it was the tip of the iceberg. Yann O'Brien.
I don't know. Ireland is a country where you do get, and I have to say, especially Dublin, in my experience, but it may just be that I'm tuned in to the humour of Dublin a lot. But I do think that you get a lot of great quipping in Ireland. So, I mean, you come here to Ireland, or you'll come in 2013, and I guarantee you a few things. Here's what I guarantee you in Ireland. Number one, I guarantee you confusion. You'll never be able to find your way around on the roads. It'll be absolutely crazy. So if you want to have a place that has a great challenge to your navigation skills, it's just the place. Number one, I guarantee you confusion. Number two, I guarantee you rain. There's no need to say any more. We're one of the best countries in the world for rain. And, you know, if you're from a place that is parched a lot of the year and under ice a lot of the rest of the year where, you know, there's no rain really at all, I guarantee you soft, wet, rainy weather. Number two. Number three, what'll I tell you you'll get over here in Ireland? Well, you'll get institutions that have lost their authority. That's right. If you're looking for a place where institutions have lost their authority, Ireland has lots of them. And I won't even name them because it's a Sunday afternoon or it's a Friday afternoon show. Let's see what's going on.
When you worry, it'll make you happy. Especially on Funny Friday. Economists have great hindsight. They never get the future right, but don't worry. Be happy. All the regulators fell asleep. They landed us in it really deep, but don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
And that's the fourth thing I'll promise you in Ireland, without fail. The fourth thing I guarantee you you'll find in Ireland, and there's, you know, absolutely certainty, is music. The place is absolutely mad for music. And that takes me to number five, I think it is, that you can be absolutely certain that alongside music, sport. people will talk sport to you forever. They'll talk sport for you forever, right? And they'll talk to you about a small assortment of sports, right? Not a country which has got lots of different sports. They'll talk to you about GAA. And they'll talk to you about GAA. And they'll talk to you about Munster Rugby. In the old days, they would have done that, mind you, I have to tell you. Nowadays, they'll talk to you about Leinster Rugby. But basically, they'll talk to you about rugby. They won't talk to you about kind of beach volleyball, by the way, you know. And the surfers won't talk to you. They'll just go out and do it. But basically, there are sports, and GAA, they'll talk to you about that. I don't know. Let's just see what else they have to say here. Let's just see what funny radio program.
Yeah. What do you call a judge with no testicles? Justice Mickey. There you go. And I actually...
You know, in the old days, there would have been a riot. People would have come out and marched against the radio program that would tell jokes like that, right? There was even a famous occasion when a fellow was on stage in Dublin and he used the word shift. I'll spell it. S-H-I-F-T. If you go onto Google and you put in Abbey Theatre shift, see what you get. One of the most famous, you can't use the word virtual anymore, almost riots in the country, right? So you get that.
Man,
we're getting very liberal in Ireland now.
Same man.
Okay. Well, Bridie, you're going to Charlie, the wonderful, the legendary Charlie Pride is coming over to Farewell Festival on the October Bank Holiday weekend. Three nights B&B with your husband. Three nights B&B in the 4-star Great Northern Hotel and tickets to see the Charlie Pride Farewell concert. Will you be up for that?
Oh, thank you very much.
There you go. And who else? Who are we saying hello to?
Hello, Joe.
Who do you want to say hello to?
I want to say hello to all my family, especially my daughters, coming back from Australia in Charlestown.
And who wants to...
And that's the other thing you'll get in Ireland. It isn't just Americans or North Americans coming to Ireland to do their roots. It's people coming home from Australia. So I guarantee you, the last thing I'll guarantee you, and I think this might be number 10, but more diversity than you expected and less diversity than you're used to. So there you are. That's it. More than you expected and less than you're used to. Because we're still a pretty homogeneous society, right? And actually, to be truthful, you might come back in the middle of a raging political row because all sorts of things. So you might actually have that kind of... wind, that's the other thing I can guarantee you in Ireland. Wind, hot air, absolutely guaranteed. Anyway, look, we'll just play you out with the last bit of Joe Duffy before I get filled this car with petrol.
We're in the Castle Court Hotel in the centre of Westport, and we'll be back after this break.
There we are. Westport, in case you don't know it, is in the west of Ireland, as in Westport. And it's a wonderful place that I haven't been to for a very long time. And if anybody knows Westport, I'd be grateful if you could check out whether there's a fella who I knew called Johnny Daly, grew up with me. I think he might now call himself Sean O'Dolig, selling jewellery there in a shop. He went off and became a hippie after we left school, like the rest of us. But anyway, if anybody knows Westport well, you might drop in there and see if you can see a fella called Sean O'Dolig. Somebody told me he had a shop there and I haven't seen him for a long time. Okay, that's the kind of stuff you get on Joe Duffy's show.